If you've ever invested in healing, coaching, or mentorship, and still right now you find yourself stuck in some of those same patterns, this episode is for you. Because here's the truth, not all healing is created equal. Just because someone can guide a mindset shift doesn't mean that they can hold space for an energetic recalibration. I've worked with clients who've been to therapy, they've done breath work, hired branding coaches, joined mastermind, and they still feel like something is just not right, but they can't put their fingers on it. They weren't doing it wrong per se. They were just not being held at the right layer at that time. Your energy doesn't shift through information alone. It shifts when your nervous system feels safe to release what it's been holding on to. And I remember one client saying to me, I paid so many people to help me show up. I just didn't know how to articulate what I needed. But it wasn't until our work that I actually felt myself like relax into who I really am. And so that's the thing, you don't know how to articulate it, but it's just a little feeling like, oh, I don't really know what's wrong. Then you start labeling yourself. What made the difference with that person? We didn't just talk through the blocks. Talking, good coaching happens inside of a conversation, but we cleared it, and we cleared it at an energetic root. So here's what most people don't understand. You really can't copy and paste healing. You can't plug your soul into somebody else's system and expect a lasting change. Your energetic blueprint is unique. Your wounds, your wiring, your thresholds, your limits, they're all personal. And that's why brand energy psychology is designed to be deeply customized. It doesn't just ask, what is your next move? It asks, what's standing in the way of your energy feeling safe to make that move? And this is why you can't compare your journey to anyone else's. Comparing yourself among yourselves is not wise. It's not only not wise, it's unaligned. You could attend the same school, have the same coach, walk through the same doors as someone else, and still have a completely different experience because your energy is unique, your path is unique, and the imprints that you have and you carry, they were all formed through your own personal story, your own personal journey, not theirs. That's why true recalibration doesn't really follow a formula. It follows your frequency. So if you've ever felt like, hey, I've done the work, there are layers to this, but I still don't feel clear. Maybe you were focused on the wrong thing. You say, I know what to say, but I still don't feel seen. I built the brand, but I still don't feel ready to lead. That's not really failure. So redefine this thing for yourself. That's just a sign. It's just a sign that deeper work is calling. Inside of the recalibration retreat, we don't guess. We calibrate precisely, personally, and energetically. Inside the retreat, we recalibrate your system to lead the way a giraffe moves with clarity, rhythm, and quiet power. And in the next episode, I'm going to walk you through the exact moment people decide to go all in, not just intellectually, but energetically. We'll talk about the fear, the readiness myth, and what it really takes to move. I'll see you there.